This is Shayna's story. After a short relationship with Grant, Shayna gave birth to a little girl called Zoe. Following a number of incidents of family violence, the police made an application for an intervention order protecting both Shayna and her daughter and only allowing Grant to have contact with Zoe in accordance with family law orders. A few months prior, Shayna had attended the Federal Circuit Court at Dandenong seeking assistance from the fast duty lawyer. At the time, she was representing herself in an application to vary the existing parenting orders, following advice she'd received from Child Protection after they had raised concerns about Grant and his continued contact with Zoe. Assistance was provided to complete and file the necessary documents. On the day the matter was listed, Shayna was fearful of coming to court. Her family violence worker contacted the WAIS FAS worker, who approached our FAS duty lawyer. The FAS duty lawyer contacted Shayna by phone. Shayna explained that she was pregnant and that she was considered at high risk. As a result, she was under medical advice not to attend court. The possibility of extreme stress was likely to put her and her baby's health at risk. There was a history of extreme violence in the relationship. Shayna reported that Grant was a member of a notorious bikie gang. Victoria Police Echo Task Force supported Shayna's claims as they had previously flagged concerns about Shayna's safety. Serious breaches of the intervention order by Grant had recently been reported. These included threats to kill. Child Protection had raised concerns, but had not yet intervened. The FAS duty lawyer assisted Shayna to obtain permission to appear by phone. The Child Protection Liaison Officer at the court was approached and advised that someone from her office was attending to tell the court that they were currently investigating serious concerns regarding Grant, that they were not supportive of Grant spending time with Zoe at this stage and were requesting further time to complete their investigation. Prior to going into court, the FAS duty lawyer spoke with the Child Protection worker and gave her some advice in relation to court etiquette and procedure, as she had not appeared in court before and was feeling quite nervous. However, the court benefited greatly from her appearance because it allowed them to hear important information regarding the safety concerns of the child directly from Child Protection. It was on the basis of these concerns that the court agreed to adjourn the matter so that the Child Protection investigation could be completed. Shayna appeared by phone and the FAS duty lawyer was in court. After the matter was finalised, the FAS duty lawyer had a further telephone consultation with Shayna and explained what had happened and what would happen next. The assistance provided by the FAS duty lawyer was invaluable. Shayna was able to appear by telephone and obtain support and advice prior to and after the hearing. Furthermore, Shayna was referred into PCLC's Family Violence to Family Law program and has been receiving ongoing legal representation and support.